Jonathan Head reporting. Now, revenge is a dish best served cold, or so the saying goes. But for one entrepreneur in Seattle, that's not so much the case. He thinks revenge is best served with a rap.
Oh, my name's Maurice and I'm here for you. I cheer you up when you're feeling blue. You see, I got a knack of making raps. I shoot off my mouth instead of peeling caps. When you
Now that's Derek Erdman, or rather it's his alter ego, Rap Master Maurice. He's come up with a business idea, and for a small fee, you can send him details of someone who has really ticked you off. He'll write a revenge rap on your behalf and deliver it over the phone. So far, he's done about 2,000 of them. He told me about his favorite of the bunch.
I think the best rap that I've ever done is called Sublet Your Ears, and it was to a rental group in Chicago who kind of overcharge people for the service that they provide.
So let's hear some of it.
Well, my name's Maurice, and I'm here to say you've been treating renters wrong in a major way. You see, your policies, they just make me laugh. A deposit shouldn't be a month and a half. And when I talk to you, you ain't even nice. So sublet your ears to my advice. You'd better change your slumlording ways, or the tenant won't be the only one that pays monthly. Peace.
And what was the reaction?
Well, it was the best reaction because she just immediately asked me to do it again so she could put it on speakerphone to have the whole office to hear. And then I did the same exact rap again.
And was there any results? I mean, did they smarten up? Did they lower their rents or anything like that?
No, unfortunately, I don't think they changed any policies. But the person who, you know, I made the rap for certainly got satisfaction.
How did you come up with this whole idea for revenge rapping in the first place?
Well, I have a friend from college who I'd known for a long time, and he had a sister who was being harassed at work by her boss. And I'd been known as a practical jokester on the telephone for a while, and so he asked me to call the boss and sort of let him know that what he was doing wrong. And it had to be in a somewhat anonymous manner, so I decided that I would do it, you know, in a firm but not serious manner. And so I decided to make a rap of it.
So you came up with this idea, and then you created this kind of alter ego for yourself. Tell me about Rap Master Maurice.
I certainly thought it should be not myself. I wanted it to be another person because it has like an element of hokiness to it that is not exactly me.
And so do you kind of dress up? Do you wear, you know, baggy trousers? And do you put your hat on backwards and that kind of thing?
I found a dress in my house that a house guest had left, and I tried it on, and it fit me perfectly. It's like gold lamé and glitter, and it fits rather well. I call it a revenge kilt instead of a dress, and I have a baseball hat with a dollar sign on it that I found near a pool in Memphis, Tennessee that I wear, and a pair of sunglasses so people don't know it's really me.
What do your parents think of what you're doing?
My mother, I don't think she really thinks about it. I think she's in denial, yeah. I often wonder myself if I should be embarrassed of it, but I don't think I should be.
You charge people $17 per revenge rap, is that right?
Correct. The revenge raps are $17.
Are you making any money?
Yeah, absolutely. I pay my rent with this.
So this has become a full-time job for you?
It's nearing that, yes. They don't take that long to make.
And why do you think that it has become a sustainable business? Do you think there are a lot of people that need to get revenge out there?
Well, I think there's a lot of people who are passive aggressive and they don't know how to confront issues on their own. They'd rather do it with rhyming words.
Have you ever had any kind of surprising reactions on the other end of the phone?
I've had people swear at me. I've had people call me back and rap at me as well. It kind of turns into a rap battle. And then I send the person who bought the rap an MP3 of the recording.
That's Derek Erdman, or as he likes to be known, Rap Master Maurice. And if you're keen to hear more of his revenge raps, you can go to his website, Derek Erdman, ERDMAN.com.